Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Show and Vern, show out for the week. He will be back next Monday. He's with the family at Royals spring training. Drive coming your way at 2 o'clock, but as promised, joining us now, Chiefs film analyst for The Athletic. He is Seth Kaiser. Seth, pleased to have you on our program. Before we get to Tyreek Hill and your thoughts with your legal background, before we get to Tyreek Hill, I did want, saying that you are the film analyst for The Athletic, your thoughts on the Chiefs' one-year incentive-laden deal with cornerback Breshad Breeland.
I like it. I was in favor of them signing him last year. He's got really good tape from Washington. Right now I'm sifting through his tape with Green Bay, and so far he looks all right. Not as good as he looked in Washington, but that's somewhat to be expected, being signed in the middle of the year, jumping in to try to learn a new system, especially one that appears to be zone heavy like it was in Green Bay. You're going to expect some struggles and some hesitancy, but he still looks competent, and that's impressive. He's pretty big corner, got decent size, really physical. He's on a prove-it deal. You can never hate that. You know, like Therese always says, the contract year is undefeated, and I think it's a very, very good thing for them to add some talent there, because It was looking pretty bare.
Fair to say that he's going to be the replacement for Stevie Nelson?
I think so, yeah. I like what Charvarius Ward did to close out the season last year, and he's another guy with good size, good hips, turns and runs well, locates the ball, contests. But we've got a pretty long history in Kansas City of guys showing up for five or six games and getting everyone's hopes up at the corner position and then falling back down to earth. And so Breeland is a much more proven player. He's been a solid corner for years now. What I'm guessing they'll do is probably start Fuller and Breeland on the outside, and then on like the 70 or 80% of snaps that they have three corners on the field, they will probably rotate Fuller inside and then let Ward play the other spot. So Ward will still play the vast majority of the snaps because it's, you know, 2019 and right, there's always three corners on the field.
Seth Kaiser, lawyer by day, Chiefs film analyst for The Athletic by night. Let's tap into that, the litigious side of things. After looking at the police reports out of Johnson County pertaining to the story that police have acknowledged involves Tyreek Hill, or at least it's an investigation, how much legally are we comfortable saying about Tyreek Hill and his involvement?
I'm not comfortable saying, you know, people talk about that he's being investigated for battery. I'm not comfortable saying that just because that's not what's in the report. Right. What I'm comfortable saying is that it's never a good thing that in the span of a couple months there's reports made. Now, the reports were made in, like, basically back-to-back weeks, but the first report was about an incident, from what I'm reading in the report, that's pretty bare bones, to be fair. It was something that happened maybe in February. That's never a good thing, and that certainly lends itself to some, oh no. With regards to everything else, he's named as a other involved person in that report from the incident back in February. And then with the newer report, he's not named at all, which is interesting. Different officers fill out reports like that in different ways, but it's at least indicative of maybe he just wasn't around when the second report was made. Depending on how Overland Park does their police reports, without the narrative, usually these reports, what's been released, that's essentially a cover page. There should be officer narratives that go along with them, but I don't know whether those weren't completed or whether they just never got filed or whether they're able to keep anyone from seeing them. I don't know what the deal is. So what I can take away from it is that there's certainly something not good that happened in Tyreek Hill's home. That's fairly clear. Anything beyond that at a certain point becomes speculation. And then you start reading into the fact that, you know, social services is involved and that obviously indicative that there's something involving a child. It doesn't look good, but anything beyond that is, like I said, you just can't tell. And these situations take time to suss themselves out.
Yeah, man, I'm ignorant when it comes to just about everything. When it comes to, well, some listeners would say I'm ignorant on everything, but especially when it comes to the law. Like, this might be a dumb question,
sure.
but how does something like this get reported to the police? Does it always come from within the household?
Not always, certainly. And that's one thing that's kind of interesting to me is that the police reports contain, I guess you could call them codes, where they just indicate, it's almost like reading a map, you know, you read the legend of the map and, you know, OI means other involved party, R means reporter, S means suspect, you know, all that kind of stuff. Now, let me be clear, I prosecuted probably, I don't know, 1,000 cases that involved domestic violence and probably another few thousand regarding disorderly conduct, all that kind of stuff. These reports get filled out wrong sometimes. Sometimes an officer just pops in the wrong code, and you just got to kind of read between the lines based on the narrative. The fact that neither Hill nor his fiance in either report are listed as a reporter makes me kind of curious if this wasn't from outside the home. That's very often what happens when you have situations, especially when there's an allegation of child neglect.
Right.
Neglect allegations rarely come from inside the home. And again, that doesn't mean they can't. It just means that it's rare. Usually with neglect, because, you know, if it's neglect, if you've got two people living together, it's just a practical thing, and you accuse one of them neglect, you're basically accusing yourself of neglect as well, because it's tough for a child to be neglected without both parents neglecting him, if that makes sense. And so a neglect charge, if you want to call it that's not the correct term of art, but a neglect allegation getting reported to the police or the social services, that almost always comes from outside the home. And so it's interesting that it might have that, and then the fact that it was delayed as well, it makes you at least curious if this isn't something that maybe there was an incident where, you know, the kiddo's arm got hurt and it comes to the hospital treats him, hospital releases him, they start looking at their reports later on and say, you know, this raises a few red flags, we're going to report it now. Things like that happen. Could be a neighbor that just, you know, saw something they didn't think was okay. That happens all the time. Social services is inundated with reports like that. So it could definitely come from outside the home. It's just impossible to say with two pages of documents that don't really contain the actual information.
Seth Kaiser, kind enough to join us, lawyer/Chiefs film analyst for The Athletic. Okay, so I've spent most of the day acknowledging that the facts are not out, saying we need to wait
right
until more information is able to be garnered. What kind of timeline is reasonable to expect?
I wish I could give a different answer than the one I'm about to give you, but it depends. Social service investigations take a little bit of time. Now, remember, I practice in Minnesota. These types of things are state and county run, so they could have different policies. In Minnesota, there's a deadline of sorts for how long it's supposed to take social services to submit a report from an investigation. Now, do they always follow that? No, they don't. But there is a timeline. These things are supposed to be done fairly quickly. Unfortunately, in the legal world, fairly quickly is very different than, you know, fairly quickly to you and me is like, oh, well, I hear something next week. That's not really how that works in the legal world most of the time. Might take a month, might take 2 months. It just takes a while to talk to everyone. They tend to try to reach out to collateral contacts, try to figure out everything that happened, because if they're going to end up filing a report alleging that a child is in need of protection or services, they are going to want all the facts that they have to win a case if that happens. If it's a law in the law enforcement investigation, which it hasn't been totally clear if that's still ongoing. The thing that got released today indicates that it must be, but it was also reported that social services is involved. Usually law enforcement is pretty tight-lipped with investigations, but those take a while too, because it's the same thing. Collateral contacts get interviewed. You try to talk to anyone who might have witnessed anything. You got to talk to the doctor who was treating the kiddo. That takes a while. Doctors are hard to nail down sometimes. So I would anticipate, given where we're at right now, that there's not like an immediate arrest that kind of expedites things. I'm thinking it might be a month or more before we hear something. It could be sooner, and that's why it just becomes, it depends. Sure. But sometimes in this situation, these things drag out, especially if they don't think there's immediate danger to the child.
Seth, final thing. I saw the Kansas City Star confirm that Tyreek is involved in the investigation. I'm wondering, how loose is the term involved?
It seems that could be anything.
Right.
I completely trust the people who work at the Star to do their due diligence and all that. The fact that he's involved, it could be as a suspect, it could be as a reporter, it could be as the person who owned the house where something bad happened. It could be as anything. You know, I would technically be involved in an investigation, and this is a pure hypothetical, mind you. If I reported that my wife was, I don't know, you know, tying my children up in the basement, which, you know, we're tempted to do sometimes. We have five kids. And if I did that, I would technically be involved in the investigation because they're going to bring me in. They're going to ask me questions. They're going to arrange with me times to ask my children questions. Being involved doesn't necessarily mean you're a suspect. Those are two different things. That said, again, as much as I urge people to be cautious, because I've seen stuff like this where it turns out it wasn't the person who everyone thought it was, all that kind of thing, it definitely doesn't look good.
Right.
And that's... that's not an exaggeration to say the fact that the police were at their house a couple times within a month or two, that's not good. And it's definitely a bad look regardless of how all this shakes out.
No question. Seth, great insight, greatly appreciated. I know it's a difficult topic with so little facts, but you helped shed a lot of light on it. I encourage everyone to check out your work at The Athletic. Seth, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
All right, Seth Kaiser of The Athletic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.